Well, this has to be one of the best missions that I've been sent on for the Food and Drink Show at Stray FM, because I get free pizza, which is always a bonus. And with Ian Rowson, who is the managing director of the Pizza Oven Shop based at Summerbridge. Hello, Ian.
Hello there.
Surrounded by these beautiful pizza ovens. Just tell us, in essence, how a pizza oven works and why they're so good.
OK, well, the pizza ovens that we sell are all capable of cooking a pizza in around about 60 to 80 seconds, usually. They're pretty much all wood-fired. We've got a couple that will work with gas as well, but predominantly wood-fired, so you get the authentic Italian smoky taste to the food. You're going to get a pizza that's going to have a crispy base, and it's going to be the pizza that you desire rather than the rubbish that you get at the supermarket. Some of the larger ovens that we have that start at around about £300 upwards will also do things like roast beef dinners, Yorkshire puddings, lasagnas, casseroles, pretty much anything you do in an oven or on a hob or on a barbecue you'll do in the pizza oven. So it's a very, very versatile way of cooking, and not silly money. We're about making it affordable for people. You know, for too long it's been the people with lots and lots of money that were able to buy a pizza oven. Nowadays, not the case. You can start at around £300 and buy a really good piece of kit.
Fantastic. Well, without further ado, I think we should get outside and fire up.
Let's do it.
So we've come outside, we've got a pizza oven set up.
And this will be up to heat in around about 10 to 12 minutes usually. We'd be cooking the first pizza, within 15 definitely.
Doesn't take long at all, does it? Is there anything special about the wood that you use in the fuel?
Well, we're just using basic kindling to get the oven going. Once we get up to heat, we're going to push the fire to the back of the oven using one of the tools that we supply. Once the fire's at the back, we'll feed a couple of small pieces of silver birch in, and then it'll be ready to go and it'll be cooking.
And this is just a couple of stone blocks, a few stone blocks that are in the
base? Yeah, you've got four stone tiles, corderite stones, which are designed to retain the heat. So as the heat builds in the stone, it retains it. And therefore, when the pizza goes in and sits on the stone, because you cook it on the stone for that stone bake effect, you basically got the pizza cooking from above, from the back, but also from below, from the stone. So it cooks three different ways all at the same time.
Do you have much cleaning to do after?
Not at all. I mean, cleaning the oven's very easy. You can use a Brillo pad on the front if there's any smokiness. You can use that on the steel. But inside, just wait for the oven to go completely cold and then dustpan and brush, clean it out, and away you go again. So it's a lot easier than a barbecue. You know, you don't have all that messing about, scraping all the residue that you tend to get on a barbecue.
So in true Blue Peter style, Ian.
Yep.
Dough that you prepared earlier.
Yeah, we've got a fantastic dough recipe on our website. If you just go to thepizzaovenshop.com and hit the recipes button, there's a fantastic dough recipe for your pizza dough. Uses 00 flour, so it's the authentic Italian way of doing it.
And what's the best flavour of pizza in your opinion?
Well, I like all sorts. I just like simple. Just a ham and cheese is good for me. I enjoy it.
Pineapple on that ham and cheese or not?
Sometimes.
Yeah, you see, some people say to me, pineapple, you can't have pineapple on a pizza? Yes, you can. In my opinion, you definitely can.
You can put anything on.
Base rolled out then, Ian. We've got, yeah. Now you were telling me this sauce, in your opinion, best sauce ever?
Well, it's a good sauce and it's straight out of a tin. It's something we stock in the shop here so people can come and, you know, then get their hands on it locally. Fantastic sauce.
Bit of buffalo mozzarella going on as
That's
well.
That's it, absolutely. So this is ready to go in now. We're just going to do a very simple little bit of mozzarella. Pop it in.
So we scrape the embers back. Pizza's on the paddle.
Yep.
How long is this going to take?
Hopefully, if it does its job, around about 60, 70 seconds, somewhere around about there, I would hope for. So if you look at that now.
The pizza is looking good. Just listen to this sizzle. Microphone smoking.
I didn't warn you.
Okay, that's enough.
So we're going to spin this now. Okay. So you can smell that.
So halfway through, we just give it a quick turnaround, rotation,
back in.
The best oven pizza that I've ever had, actually, Ian, was on a holiday once upon a time in Lanzarote, of all places, where they had a similar setup, but this is looking amazing. That's literally been, 60 seconds?
Round about that, yeah.
Let's get it cut and let's sample this pizza.
Right. Nice sprinkling of fresh basil onto it, just to give it a nice bit of flavour.
You're giving Steph Moon a run for her money now.
There you go. You can hear the crunch in that pizza as I cut it. And there it is. And if you'd like to try that, you can let me know what you think of it.
This looks amazing. Thank you so much. Nice and warm.
Should be.
And that, with the fresh basil on, I agree, that sauce is something else, isn't it?
It's all it needs. It's all it needs. It's a very, very fresh sauce. It's not too heavy. It's not too dense. A lot of the purees that you get in the supermarket are very heavy. This sauce is amazing.
So if people want to find out more, obviously they can pop and see you here at the showroom in Summerbridge.
Yeah.
The website?
Thepizzaovenshop.com. Or just search Pizza Oven Harrogate and you'll find us.
We're going to tuck into more pizza now, but Ian, thank you so much.
Pleasure.